Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're just bad. It's not that torturous. If you forget the fact that nobody's out there to catch a baseball, it's okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a cliche, and it's one that I hate, and it's something the players have said, but they are kind of fighters a little bit. I mean, they don't really ever feel like they're out of it, and I think we've seen over and over again. They did obviously have the great comeback in Houston. They gave it a shot another night. There's been a couple other games this year where they've come back late to win. There's been other games where they've come back late to make it interesting. I think it's just a professional group and a group of guys who – really committed to the season and committed pretty strongly to trying to stay safe and play. And they've gone out, and I think they've fared not bad. The record's not great, but we didn't expect the record to be great. And you look around and you start to see guys like Slater and Solano and guys who are really putting it together. Logan Webb, I think, has been really exciting. Trevor Gott. So, yeah, I don't think it's been a bad start.
More specificity. What have you seen that, just other than this guy or that guy, have you seen anything team-wide that makes you think there are things to build on here? Are there approaches that they're using that they weren't using in past years that stick out to you as saying, now I see what they're trying to do?
Yeah, I have. I think, you know, the two-strike approach is better. The two-out approach is better. Those are small things, but it is something where you look at it and go, what Donnie Ecker and what Justin Vealy are preaching, it's hit with a lot of these guys. And you can see tangible changes with guys. I mean, Austin Slater is a different player. He's getting the ball in the air after trying for 2 years, and he really has been able to do that this year. It's a very small sample, but I think you're seeing a better approach at the plate, which is the exciting thing for me moving forward, because, you know, most of the talent is on the way from the minor league system. So if you can have those guys have the same approach that we've seen this year, it could lead to some great things. And then I just think, you know, day to day, like they talk a lot about process. I do think they've done a pretty good job there. I mean, the results aren't always great on the field, and there are some issues. But you talk to players, and they seem like they've pretty much bought in to what these guys are trying to do. And, again, these are mostly older players. So that, to me, is encouraging when you're talking about a new coaching staff.
You mentioned Austin Slater, and he was the first guy I wanted to ask you about, because I think we said a lot of times before the year that the point of this season is going to have to be finding guys who can be a useful part of the future. And I think we had some ideas of who those guys might be. And I don't know that Austin Slater was one before the year, but I think, do you think he's showing that he can be a part of the future?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, he's really talented. He's somebody who has the physical tools that, you know, as Gabe Kapler would say, he has the engine to figure this out. And I think that was what excited everybody about Jalen Davis before the year, because you watch him hit, you watch him run, you watch him throw, and you go, this guy can be a really good player. And it kind of made us all forget that Austin Slater does a lot of the same things. He has the best arm in the outfield. He has not hit a lot of home runs in his career, but if you go back and look at the ones he has hit, for the most part, they're pretty impressive, whether it's, you know, the length or whether it's the fact that he hit it off somebody like Clayton Kershaw the other night. So to me, he's young, he's 27. I know he's somebody who's worked really hard to try and get better, and really hard just to try to get the ball in the air the last couple of years. And so that's an exciting change. And he's put up really impressive numbers this year. And, you know, even something like the 5 stolen bases, you know, I think he's like 14 for 15 in his career. Just a smart player. And he's young enough that you kind of look at it. Going back to what you said, I mean, I think you nailed it. This is all about finding guys who are part of the next good Giants team and guys who are already established when Joey Bart, Luciano, Ramos, Bishop, Jelly, all these guys are ready to go. And then you might really have something. And so I think you definitely have that in Yastrzemski. They hope they have that in guys like Logan Webb and Tyler Rogers. And I think they hope they have that in Austin Slater, too.
Alex Pavlovich here on 95.7 The Game, saying that Gabe Kapler might not have the best feel for his pitchers right now. I don't think you're taking a shot by saying that. And I'm not that you said that. I said that. I don't think he's got a good feel for his pitchers.
I've written it, so.
Okay, then I knew I read it somewhere. Great minds think alike, I guess. So 16 straight games allowing a home run, like that feels – What's going on? Seriously, like the fact that that is the record, I can't believe that we went through a steroid era with that still being the record. But here we are in the squeaky clean season of 2020, wink and a smile, wink and a smile. It's bad. Why?
Yeah, it is. I don't put that one on the staff at all or on the coaching staff. I think for me, that's a player issue. And you just have to be honest about what they have with their pitching staff. It's not a very talented pitching staff. It just is a group that has a lot of guys who you see flashes of and a lot of younger guys trying to figure it out and a lot of older guys trying to hang on or, prove that maybe they're more than they've been in the past. And I think we've seen some really nice games from them. I mean, Logan Webb, for instance, Kevin Gausman the other day. Cueto has thrown well at times. Scott and Rogers have at times. But it's just the staff that when you're throwing 14, 15 guys out there, I think there's a lot of guys who just probably, the Giants would even tell you this, they don't think are guys that they would want at the big league level for them in an ideal world. They're more depth guys. They're more AAA guys. So that, to me, is the issue. You have a lot of guys who I think are overmatched a little bit, and they're hoping that some of these guys, you know, that they're going to keep running somebody like Cale Berger out there to hope that he is a piece for the future. But the flip side of that is that at times he's a rookie who really has not pitched above AA and was brought into camp late. I mean, there are going to be nights where he just gets beat, and I think that's what we're seeing.
No, you can trust a Hoosier to go through tough times. I can tell you that much.
I actually really like him.
That's good. That's good.
Be good.
I know that we're going to be talking to him soon. I asked the Giants. I'm like, I need both Hoosiers on the team on the show. I don't care what they're doing. They're like, all right, we're going to work on it. So that's coming soon. All Hoosiers, all Giants here on 95.7 The Game. The front office, let me do one more quick follow-up, and then the boys can wrap up the interview. We know that the front office is bought into the shift. Do the players like it?
I think the infielders are okay with it. I don't know if the starting pitchers love it, but I think that's always going to be the case with starting pitchers because you look up and you see a ball get through and you don't know how that happened, and you blame it on the shift, but you don't necessarily credit all the times where it worked. I think it is a huge change for him. I haven't looked in the last 3-4 days, but probably 5-6 days ago when I looked, they were leading the league against left-handed hitters. They were shifting like 86% of the time. They were right there near the top of the league in shifting overall. It's been hit and miss. I think the defense has not helped with some of the clanking they've done out there. I mean, that makes the shift look a little bit worse when guys can't scoop those balls. But the one thing I will say with it is you look at teams that have done it historically and teams that have done it well, and you look at the last 2 years, you see the Dodgers, you see the Astros. So you see something that has worked defensively for two of the best teams of the last half decade, and I think that's what they're going for.
Is this Farhan? I mean, is this basically Farhan's philosophy because he got it from LA, or is this a philosophy that, you know, they wanted to sort of maybe implement in the past, but they had better fielders and they had a manager who liked just playing straight away?
Yeah, I think it's part of it is Farhan. I think part of it is Scott and their front office and what they want to do. I mean, certainly that is one of those things that is a point of emphasis, is finding that edge. But I think a lot of it is the coaching staff. And, you know, we talked to Brandon Crawford there, and I asked him about it, and he said, yeah, I sit with Kai Correa all the time. Kai is a young guy. He's a known as one of the up-and-coming defensive minds in the game, and he is huge into spray charts, and he is huge into just trying to predict where that ball is going to go. So I think a lot of this is the coaching staff, and I think that's one thing that, you know, just isn't going to go away. I mean, we're going to see new infielders in here. We'll see new pitchers in here, but I think that's something you just have to get used to, that they're going to be shifting an awful lot.
Are we going to see any action at the trade deadline?
I don't know. I don't know what it could look like. I think, you know, going back to what we started with the beginning, as weird as the season has been, you look up and the Giants are like 3 or 4 wins away from being in a wild card spot, just if they have one good series. So I don't know what the trade deadline is going to look like, because I think it's going to be really hard for teams to sit there and say we're out of it. And, you know, if you're the Giants and you're in that position where you know that a short winning streak or a good trip or a good homestand could get you right back in a spot for, you know, an expanded postseason, you also know that Kevin Gausman's thrown really well at times and maybe would have some interest. Are you going to take that, like, A-ball prospect and make that hole in your rotation? I don't know that that makes sense. So I personally think it's going to be a really quiet trade deadline. And part of that, to me, is the fact that these prospects are not playing right now. Teams can't really scout them. So you're only trading from teams, only trading from other teams' player pools. And so it really limits the type of guy you can acquire.
Cueto tonight, Gausman tomorrow. Who pitches Sunday?
Logan Webb.
Well, there it is. No controversy. The man knew. That's why we keep on bringing him back for these interview thingies, because he knows. Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, CSN Bay Area. Thanks so much, man. We wish we could see you at the ballpark tonight, but, you know,
I know.
In another year.
Yeah, hopefully next year.
Absolutely, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Alex Pavlovich, good to talk to him. Good to catch up, as always. Peter King is coming by at the bottom of the hour to talk about what was really the story of the week. George Kittle getting done. That was a deal that some people were worried about. Just get it done. It got done. Peter King's reaction to it coming up at 5:30 tonight. Then right back to baseball. That's where we're going to go, but we're not going to do it. It's going to be the actual baseball show that does that. Whitey Gleason and John Dickinson coming up 6 o'clock tonight with the baseball show, getting you ready for Game 1 of the Bay Bridge series. Hey, we wanted to sell it. I'm so happy that we do have baseball back. I really am. It is good to have. It is great to have. It's also good to have a nice little song in your mind and in your heart. It puts a little hop in your step, and no one has to step. You can just get in the car, driven by Matt Kolsky. He'll whip you around Kolsky's Corner on a Friday afternoon. Let's do it.
Matt Kolsky takes us back to a simpler time.
Hey, Stella!
To appreciate the pop culture that's aged like a fine wine.
Well, isn't this a fine song and dance?
What are you getting so hot about?
Keep your shirt on.
Where do you get off making remarks like that?
Supposing I say you're a lunkhead.
Well, I ain't much for supposing.
It's time for Kolsky's Corner on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Well, it is a Bay Bridge Friday, but I wasn't thinking about that when I designed the Kolsky Corner theme, because I was watching Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers qualify for the playoffs. So I thought, what's a good theme to honor Oakland's very own Damian Lillard? And really, Damon, you helped me come up with this, because you pointed out a few days ago, I want to say, that really, in many ways, Damian Lillard is the last real killer in the NBA. He just has that mentality in a way that we're not totally sure anyone else does right now. And so I thought I would do a killer's theme for Kolsky's Corner. And since I can imagine you've already guessed where we're going with the music, I'll just tell the guys to hit it.
Oh,
it. Mr. Brightside, the Killers. And I got to say, you know, I don't know if it's remembered quite this way, because I do think it's gotten a little cheesy in our memories. But when the album Hot Fuss came out, it sounded like nothing else that was on the radio. And it's a really great album. And, of course, you know that, Damon. But just because I didn't want to make it the feature, but I thought we should all remember, this is the very beginning of that album. And I would argue it is one of the best very beginnings of an album ever.
Live.
Yeah, and everyone who heard that for the first time was like, whoa, what is this? And that's always in my mind. That's a huge thing when you can just open your album with something that's that distinctive and rocks that hard.
I heard that for the first time, and I said, if I ever get a radio show anywhere full time, that's going to be my opening theme. And for the better part of 13 years before we started working together, gentlemen, not only did I open every single show with that, but I played it at the top of the hour, every hour. Jenny Was a Friend of Mine was the song that I used. And let me tell you, Hot Fuss by the Killers, embracing that synth pop, which, if done wrong, sucks hard. But if done awful. Right, is awesome. And they killed it. And the Killers, from Las Vegas, by the way.
But that album recorded right here in Berkeley.
Ah, how about that? I did not know that. I did not know that. It is a band that more than translates live. I've seen them live twice. They melt faces. They slay. They're a great live band. I'm going to listen to some Hot Fuss tonight. There's no doubt.
It's funny. Last night, putting this together, I just ended up listening to the whole album, because it really is. It's just a really good, really unique, specific album.
Go ahead, Ray.
No, I was just going to say it's reminiscent of the Brit group Kasabian, who came out about the same time and did things almost exactly the same way. And I don't know if one was derivative of the other, but that opening is essentially the opening to Clubfoot.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, Ray. Kasabian is a very similar band. I would say The difference is mostly just in the, like, Killers. It's more attitudinal than anything. Kasabian was a, like, dedicated indie rock outfit, and I think maybe more dedicated to guitar rock. And the Killers really embraced, like, an 80s synth throwback thing that I think separates them a little bit. But no, Kasabian, another good band people should listen to if they have not.
I'm absolutely going to check out the tune Clubfoot when we wrap up tonight. No doubt about it. Good call, Ray. So I got just a little personal note. So the first time I ever told my wife, or ever said out loud, love you, I didn't even, I did it accidentally. It came out very naturally. It wasn't a big proposed, like, ooh, I love you. I love you so much. We were at a Killers concert, and I was going to the bar to get some drinks to bring back. And I was just like, all right, yeah, I'm going to be right back. Love you. And I didn't even mean to say it. She's like, what? I was like, what drink did you want there? So the Killers, I get goofy around the Killers. There's no doubt. Great stuff.
That's a great story.
By the way.
And since that moment, she's hated that band.
Yeah, all downhill for Jillian, no doubt about it. The 80s synth pop, if done wrong, comes now. Oof. Look, I love the song I Believe in the Thing Called Love by The Darkness, but that is a gimmick. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a gimmick. They're trying to
the
be
whole band
an
is
overly
gimmick.
Aggressive hair band, and yes. It's great, but you can only get one song of that. To really do it well and right, I'm telling you, Hot Fuss all the way through really is a powerful album. It's a good one. That's a great one. Now, have you already played both your tracks, Matt? Because I've cooked up a little something for Colson's
Corner
today.
No, I have a
today.
Quick move. I have a movie bite.
Do it.
And again, this is not going to surprise anyone who thought about the theme for more than 30 seconds, but let's see if you can identify the film from this scene.
Is it Naturally
it's just
Born?
Murder Man. Oh, God. It's just murder, man. All God's creatures do it in some form or another. I mean, you look in the forest. You got species killing other species. Our species killing all species, including the forest. And we just call it industry, not murder. But I know a lot of people who deserve to die. I think everybody got something in their past, some sin, some awful secret thing. A lot of people walking around out there already dead just need to be put out of their misery. That's where I come in, fate's messenger. Except a corn of wheat falleth to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Much fruit. I assume you know, Damon, since you sort of said it right beforehand. Ray, do you know what movie that is?
It's Natural Born Killers. I mean, Woody Harrelson is... He is the one really good actor in America who can't not be Woody Harrelson. I mean, just he can't change his voice. He doesn't the way he moves. That's all he can be.
That's
and he's
funny.
A really good actor doing that. But he's as soon as a noise comes out of his face, you know who that is, even if you're not even looking.
I'll see Woody Harrelson, and I'll raise you a Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's another
Christopher
good one.
Walken comes into the movie to play Christopher Walken in the movie. Woody Harrelson is playing Woody Harrelson in your movie. That was Oliver Stone's last great movie.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And
that's after Platoon.
If you needed a Rodney Dangerfield cameo, you get one in Natural Born Killers. He plays the abusive father of What's-Her-Face, who's also... out of her mind.
Yeah, Juliette Lewis.
Too. Juliette Lewis, thank you very much.
It's
she
really
out
a,
of her
a
mind.
Yeah, it's a mind-bending movie, and people forget Robert Downey Jr. was the Australian voice you heard just there, which proves you immediately know Woody Harrelson, but you don't necessarily immediately know Robert Downey Jr.
Really good turn by Tommy Lee Jones as the prison warden. Seymour Scagnetti appearing for the very first time in pop culture, I believe, reference... who turned into, what was it, a Tarantino reference at one point, Seymour Scagnetti?
Huh. I don't know that one.
We're going to have to figure that out a little bit later on. I'll have to do some research on that.
But just really, like saying the word.
It is an intense, violent, bizarre, but really good movie.
Right. It's gross, but it's artistically gross.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it.
So... If you don't mind, gentlemen.
Please, step in.
So, last night, I had sports run a song back through my mind. As we were watching Dame shine like a crazy diamond. No, I'm not about to play any Pink Floyd here. As we were watching Dame Lillard go bonkers last night, three games in a row. I mean, he had a bonker bubble, and thank goodness we get more of him. I don't know how much we can take the Trailblazers seriously. But you can take Dame Lillard seriously. He was awesome, and Portland goes on to win. On the other side of the court, the Nets put up a hell of a fight. Caris LeVert really was a revelation last night. Like, I didn't know Caris LeVert got down quite like that. I'm going to call it his coming out party. It's the most Brooklyn Nets, Caris LeVert-oriented Brooklyn Nets game plan I've ever seen, right? So, he balled. But when you say LeVert, there's only one thing I can think of. I don't know if they use this in every single romantic comedy in the 80s. It feels like this is the song that rolls when the credits go up. Like so many great songs, it starts with the hook. Turn it up. LeVert, kids. There's not a lot of LeVert that you need to know, but this is the one LeVert song you must know. You can't go to a roller skating party without a little LeVert. Come on. That's a great song right there. That's a great song right there. Lucas, Nash, you're both young enough to have never heard this before right now. Have you ever heard this before right now?
No, I love it.
There you go. Ray, you used to make babies to LeVert, correct?
No, I've never heard this song.
Really? Oh, this was a big song.
No, it's been a long time where I could go to a skating rink without being looked at by the authorities.
It's open skate. Ray Ratto, open skate. Hey, good stuff. Great Kolsky Corner. Little fun with LeVert. Way to get everyone up and on board and all caught up, ready to have some fun. Peter King right around the corner explaining what he's been up to. He's been going around team to team, taking COVID protocol very seriously himself since he's gone training camp to training camp. But the biggest question is, what do you think of that Kittle deal? And that's where we start. Peter King coming up next here on 95.7 The Game. And we are brought to you by Bay Alarm. When it comes to keeping you and your business safe, Bay Alarm brings the best, like offering virtual reality security consultants using your mobile phone. Visit BayAlarm.com today, because if your security's not the best, you're not secure. Now more than ever, Bay Alarm. Damon Ratto and Kolsky coming back with Peter King next here on a Friday afternoon, 95.7 The Game.
The GOAT is back. Every Monday at 8:45.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, baby. I got you.
Hey, I got to tell you, hey, the greatest moment for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
When they kicked this guy out of Mississippi Valley State University. His name, Jerry Rice.
The GOAT, Jerry Rice. Monday mornings at 8:45 on 95.7, The Game.
Presented by Golden State Lumber. When you succeed, we succeed.
It's the Warriors Remix. Brought to you by Video Only.
As the NBA restart heats up and the race toward the playoffs, we listen into some of the front office business as it relates to the Warriors, as Bob Myers joined a recent edition of the Woj Pod with a look ahead.
We don't know what pick we have. We'll find that out on the 20th. It'll be interesting to see how they do the back room of the lottery now, because they used to have people come in and take their phones and swear them to secrecy as they announced it. So it'll be interesting to see how we do that. But I think post-lottery, things will heat up. And I think GMs are still going to move forward as they always have and try to improve their team. Sure, there's things we don't know, but you trust in the league that they'll create an even playing field. Whatever rules there are, they'll apply to everybody.
With this Warriors Remix, I'm Lawrence Scott.
That was the Warriors Remix, brought to you by Video Only. Make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
Businesses are starting to bounce back. But what if you could do better than that? What if you could adapt, deliver, and succeed in new ways with new customers? At Comcast Business, we're committed to helping you not just bounce back, but bounce forward. That's why we're offering a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution now for only $64.90 a month with a 2-year agreement. It'll help you stay ahead with a network you can count on, stay connected with 24/7 support, and thrive with flexible solutions that work wherever you are. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Plus, ask how to get a prepaid card worth up to $300. Comcast Business. Offer ends 8/22/2020. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits internet and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. It is central to the center's mission to convene discussions about current constitutional issues facing our nation so that people of all ages and perspectives can learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For the center's live programs, constitutional news, podcasts, educational resources, and online interactive constitution, visit constitutioncenter.org.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. keep what you want, and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
We're very happy to welcome in Peter King here to 95.7 The Game. What a week for the 49ers, who wrap up one of the big, well, I mean, it wasn't ever a concern, really. Of course they're bringing George Kittle back, and of course they're going to get this done before pads start popping in practice. But it did come out in the wash this week. Peter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.